Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Good evening, everybody. Howdy, and welcome to the Herd Mentality. Happy Humping Your Hemp Herd Day, and it's also Ashes Wednesday. For those of you that aren't paying attention to those things and participating in Mardi Gras and all that fun stuff, getting ready for Lent, I guess. A bunch of fasting and giving up on stuff for a while. Anyway, we're going to be talking about those kind of things today. And hopefully some friends of mine are going to be calling in and talking about some things they're involved in also. And in the meantime, we'll talk about this Ash Wednesday stuff. Is a Christian event, holiday, whatever you want to call it. And today is the day that everybody goes to church and gets their ashes that have been stashed from last year's Palm Sunday of the burning of the palms, and ashes left over for them, they either get sprinkled on their foreheads, or the priest or whoever draws a little cross on their forehead with the ashes, with his finger. So I guess that's all fine and good. I anointed myself with my own particular favorite blend of ashes. They are homegrown and homemade, mostly out of oak and hickory where I'm from. But ashes are ashes, the way I see it. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it all. I'm wondering what is going to happen next. Every day, I've all of a sudden got a whole lot of projects in the air at one time and have been busier than three-peckered billy goat a lot of times, especially lately. And doing a lot of things I haven't done for a while, like making websites and decoupaging masks, all kind of different things I like to do and know how to do, and just haven't done in a while. But it's all kind of like riding a bicycle, I reckon. It takes a little doing the first time or two back at it, but it all comes back to you pretty quick. Yeah, hang in there and stick with it. So, I'm thinking, I was blessed by an image of a crystal from a friend of mine on Facebook today. It's a quartz that has a wolframite inclusions and also some fluorite crystals. And if you don't know what color fluorite makes with quartz, it's amethyst kind of color, purple. And it sure is a pretty crystal with little inclusions that kind of look like wolf heads in it, and purple crystals. It's a beautiful stone. Anyway, I'd like to thank Amy for sending that to me. She's always sending me cool wolf stuff. And what else have we got to talk about today? I don't know if there's a whole lot of questions about the Ash Wednesday, Ash aspect of today, but by placing these ashes on the heads of the participants to the accompaniment of the words, repeat and believe in the gospel, or remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's kind of the old school and new school version of the words that are spoken as the ashes are placed on your head. Kind of cool ceremony, I guess. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't know whose ashes are holier than thou's ashes or not, really, though. Like I said, I think any ashes will do, as long as you believe in what you're doing when you do it, and why you're doing it when you do it. It's all good. And if you're out there listening in and hanging around, whether you're listening to us streaming on Blog Talk or maybe you just called in with your cell phone, feel free to call in if you have the number. And if you don't, here it is, 619-924-9781. And it looks like one of them old gals from Gatewood Legacy Radio is up there in the chat room now. We'll have to name that chat room something. Might have to call it the Herd Corral or something different. And I believe that's probably that old baby Coal Dust. She's always hanging around on this internet and stuff. She's pretty funny. She cracks me up. I met her, I believe, via that old crazy cannabis kateer. I can't even say it, even though I made it up. Stacy Tice, hanging out in Phoenix nowadays and getting that bus back together and back on the road again. That'll be a great blessing, I think, for all of us, especially her. So I'm wondering about a lot of things, and I have a lot of things on my mind because I have really been multitasking my ass off today on various things, and I was expecting to have a little help today, this evening, on this shoe thing, and evidently, somebody took a nap or got busy doing something else, I guess. That's okay. I'll waddle through this shit by myself. It ain't no big deal. But if you're out there, if you're listening, and you want to call in, any time now would be a good time for me. Maybe not for you, but for me it would be. Thinking about what else I want to talk about. Could talk about the dumb old New Hampshire primaries or something, but I really don't want to. What else happened in the news today? 24 degrees, and now it's 44 degrees. That's always good. At least it ain't as cold. There's a lot of stuff happening with my state in cannabis coal dust. We have two separate initiatives, and I was hoping to have some experts calling in. Maybe I'll blast, I'm going to bump over here to Facebook and see if I can't blast them up. They probably just forgot because they asked me earlier if they could call in and talk about stuff tonight. Let me see if I can find him. Anyway, we have two separate initiatives. One's for legal-like tomatoes, basically. And the other one is medical-only with a bunch of conditions outlined in 12 pages of legalese. that's hard to understand, for one, and also is filled with all kinds of possibilities for the need for lawyers from now on. If you want to grow cannabis or eat cannabis or make clothes out of cannabis or whatever you want to do with it, there's a, you know, as long as they keep regulating it and strangulating it somehow to milk money out of it through taxes or fees or licensing or what the fuck ever, then we're just going to be stuck tangled up in these laws and using lawyers to try to get out of jail and all that bullshit, which really isn't necessary. But it's all about the money, 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 like everything else in this country, I reckon. And that's why it's important to vote. And so register to vote. Because not only when you register to vote, you can also do two other things, and that is sign petitions to be on the ballot to vote on, and you can get selected for jury duty, where you can go do your duty, and you can stand up and say, that person is not guilty because that law sucks. And they get to walk out the door. End of story. And that's a beautiful right to have. And I know that's what our buddy old Stacy in the Cannabus is always preaching the gospel about, that when she's running around across the country about jury nullification and your right to say not guilty if you think the law somebody's been arrested for and charged with a crime is an unjust law and shouldn't even be a law. It's a pretty cool thing. So register to vote, vote early, vote often, sign petitions, pay attention, know who your legislators are. Call them, talk to them, email them, write them. Go to their office and visit them in person and tell them what you think. Get involved. It's really the only rights we have in this country. And if you want a democracy, you better start participating in the damn thing, because while you're not, there's a whole bunch of yahoos and assholes stealing your rights. And they really don't care too much about your rights, but they want your money, and that's how they get it. Because you don't pay attention to what's going on. If you don't vote, if you're not registered, and you don't pay attention to the issues that the people you hire and pay and are working on your dime and your dollar every day, if you don't tell them how to do their job, they're just going to do it however they want to do it. And so that's your responsibility, my responsibility, our responsibility, our duty, actually, to the democracy is to participate in it. And that's really about the only way we can. So register, get that done. And I don't know about everybody else, but I think this coming election in November of this year is going to be pivotal in our country's history and possibly the history of the entire world. We'll see what happens, but I kind of think with all the things that are up in the air and what people are talking about and thinking about voting about, that maybe we might see landslide turnouts at the polls this year. And so all you pollster people, make sure you got plenty of ballots printed out. Make sure you got plenty of ways for people to poke them or stroke them or whatever they have to do with them to have their say and get their vote in the box. Because I think a lot of people, especially with these cannabis initiatives and laws coming around in a lot of new states, and some of the old states that have already passed laws are changing them. But I think there's going to be a lot of people, especially in states where it's not legal in any way, shape, form, or fashion, they're going to turn out and they're going to vote, because when they're behind the curtain, when they're in private, they can say what they think. Because a lot of people, even though they agree and that's how they feel and they want to see cannabis legalized, they're not going to say it in public. They're scared. They're afraid. There's a lot of condemnation. Hell, shit, you can go to jail if you're not careful. You speak out too much about it. So people are a whole lot more willing to go behind the curtain and say yes on a ballot than they are to say yes to some yahoo out in the street asking them questions in public or even on the telephone. I know, because I talk to those people. So hopefully that's what's going to happen. I guess we'll see, but that's what I'm thinking. What else is going on in Missouri? Yeah, I spent all last week trout fishing, caught a boatload of them. But it's too damn cold this week. I ain't going out there. I don't even want to go to the mailbox and check my mail. It's damn cold. I don't like it. But I guess it could be colder. It could be blazing fucking hot. And be worse, maybe. Oh, I guess I could do this. I was going to do something else, but why don't we just go ahead and do this instead? I don't know.
It's the Herd Mentality.
That guy's funny. He cracks me up all the time. I don't know who he is.
River the Hedgeberry.
Hi, it's the sick guy. Hey, sicky. I hate you.
Hey, I just got out of confessional. It's Ash Wednesday. I've got the mark on my forehead.
It's probably the mark of the beast. Look out. Is it a fingerprint?
It is. It's a 69 on top of my head.
Wow, that's kind of scary. What did it say in the mirror? 69. Anyway.
What's an Ash Wednesday about? Have you already discussed this?
Yeah, I already told everybody.
Like, oh, okay.
You went to ashes.
Asses to asses. Got out of a big news conference. We got all kinds of people bailing out of this presidential campaign today.
All right. It's about time.
Our buddy Christie, he bailed out. And Ferriino, whatever her name was.
Now we're down to just one woman left again.
I think she's going to bail too. I think she's feeling the burn.
I don't know. She got burned yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's raised like $5 million today alone or something after that.
Yeah, he's making crazy donations giving it. I saw he met up with that old Al Sharpton today up there in Harlem or something. Had a sit-down speak to or whatever. Courting the black vote, I reckon. Hillary thinking she's going to get all the black people to vote for her again, I guess.
Yeah, she thinks so.
She's hoping so.
They owe her.
She needs.
They owe her because she was married to the country's first black president.
Right.
The guy that played the saxophone. The saxophone.
He played the saxophone pretty good, though.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He wasn't that bad.
There's a lot of musicians come out of Arkansas. There's a lot of your musicians have been from in that state.
I really didn't
Johnny
know
Cash.
Really? Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Johnny's in Arkansas, boy.
Man in Black. He one of them highwaymen with Willie and Waylon and Chris and the boys. That's some good music. I'll see if I can get these Gatewood Legacy guys to teach me how to play music on this damn thing, because they do it, and I don't know how to do it. I think the learning curve is too wide for me on that or something.
You just loosen up your purse strings, they'll let you do anything on here.
You think? I ain't paying them. I ain't paying nobody. I'm poor.
Because they're paying you.
Ain't nobody
what are you
going to
sell? What are you going to sell on here? Trout lures or something?
I can sell bait. I got some marshmallows and some corn.
Yep, marshmallows.
Hemp mallows would be pretty good, probably. That wasn't funny. Why are you laughing?
Roast them around the campfire. Hemp mellows.
I was serious. Oh,
mellow
hemp mellow s'mores. Hemp mellow s'mores. Man, those would be yummy, wouldn't they? Roasted and toasty. That might be pretty close to almost like sex or something. Yeah, I mean,
well,
that's what we need. That's what we. That's our thing. That's how we're going to get rich, man. We're going to make hemp mellows.
I thought it was going to be a fishing line made out of hemp twine and corn cob pie tree out of hemp.
We're going to have a hemp tackle shop, hemp bait and tackle. That's going to be our store. Right.
Yeah, the lures, you can make the lures out of it. Probably the rod and reel, too.
So, I got that chat room open today, dude.
Are you chatting it up?
No, I'm not very well, no.
Maybe somebody's got some ideas.
He got her own show. I was listening to their show earlier. That's them old gals from Kentucky. Remember I told you about? They funny.
Yeah?
They crazy.
Are they chatting with you?
Yeah.
Are they? Well, good.
One of them.
They seem like...
Her name is Cole.
They seem like they're kind of... Kind of fun.
Baby Coal Dust. I guess that means if there's a baby Coal Dust, there's probably a Papa Coal Dust and a Mama Coal Dust and maybe a Bear Coal Dust. I don't know.
A big old lump of coal. So
I got one in my stocking.
Did every state have a coal mine in it? Or is it
we
just
got
West
a bunch
Virginia?
Of them. We ain't got no time where you dig in the ground. We strip it out here.
Yeah, we just strip mine it. We don't have a real mine. We got lead mines here.
Yeah, we get the good shit, the lead.
And what's
Herculaneum.
Lead? Where's lead come from, Professor?
Herculaneum. It's element.
Yeah, it's uranium and it's deteriorated. It's uranium that is deteriorated down, and then it turns to lead, apparently.
And it's not radioactive anymore, but it'll
It's not radioactive anymore, yeah. And then that protects you from radiation, the lead does.
Protects you from gamma rays.
Gamma.
And kryptonite, too. It protects you from the kryptonite.
Lady Gamma.
Man, she
and
built
that dog,
out
that Superman. Superman's Super dog,
remember him? He only had a dog for about like two comic books or something like that.
Two comic books.
Yeah. Super dog or super puppy or something.
Krypton. Was that his name?
I don't know too much about Kryptons. I don't think it's a real thing.
Probably not. If it's in a comic book. The only thing that was
you
real in the comic book was the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Furry Freak Brothers, they sound interesting for some reason.
Yeah. R-Crumbs. It was R-Crumbs. Comic book. Crumb.
Bobby.
He had Mr. Natural and the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers. And what was the one guy's name? Zap Comics. You know, we lost Paul Kantner, guitar player for Jefferson Airplane last week or the week before. And then on the exact same day that he died was the original female lead singer before Grace Slick in the Jefferson Airplane for one album. She died on the exact same day that he's dead. Now, how's that for a coincidence? All these old people, all these old rock and rollers are going, man. It won't be long now. We lost the Eagle guy.
Yeah.
They're all dropping.
There's a hell of a band somewhere. I can't wait to get there and listen in.
If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they got a hell of a band.
See, Baby Cold Dust, we got to get that music working because otherwise this guy will sing. And we can't have that.
She'll like it.
I don't know. Maybe you'll like this. I don't know.
Tell Baby Cold Dust we're putting the band back together. We need her to play a banjo. Band.
She can probably play something. He probably knows how to play some kind of instrument, I reckon.
The herd mentality.
Damn, she took a shot at us, I think. What the fuck was that?
She's on the porch in her rocking chair. The feud's on now.
Look out! Goddamn hillbillies, you don't know who you're messing with up here. Shot at us, man.
The Zozark ancestors will get you.
I got cousins. Lots of them.
Okay, what was the story? I didn't get this whole lowdown on this Ash Wednesday. We burned palm tree leaves or palm leaves or something?
Yeah.
Does that help?
On Palm Sunday, that's what they do. They burn the palms.
That were the peace.
Well, that's what they wrapped up Christ in when he went in after he got crucified.
Okay.
Into the resurrection thing or whatever happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. I read some stuff.
So now the big party down in New Orleans, that's over with starting today, right? They aren't down there drinking? Or did it just start? Well, they are all the time.
Tuesday, Yeah, it's a big fat Tuesday, and yes, you know, it was yesterday Mardi Gras, in other words, and then today's Ash Wednesday, and that starts Lent, and Lent starts now, and you give up something for Lent,
meat.
Whatever it is.
Or, oh, you got to give up something, it don't matter.
Anything
what it
you
want to
pick, right, you give up something, and you do without that until... Palm Sunday or Easter is the deal.
I didn't see one thing about Mardi Gras on the news.
They really didn't have
what's going
much.
On. I think I'm going to give up sex for my Lent.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty desperate. You
well,
sure you
not
don't
really,
want to think
just...
about giving up something else instead?
Well, I'd rather do that, but that'll be the easiest thing since I'm not.
You can't give it up if you ain't getting it. That's all I know.
Well, that's the whole
yeah,
thing
I can't,
about
I can't, so I can't give that up because I don't know where to get it. So
I love sex, but I'd like to have it with somebody besides myself. You know. I never could do it with anyone I didn't love.
Me either. Not for very long, anyway.
Sorry, Woody.
Sorry.
Stolen from Woody Allen.
shit, skedaddle. Oh, where did I remember that from? I know who used to say that.
Yeah, he said it in some movie. One of the movies. Sleeper or Bananas. Oh, Shitskadiddle. I don't know who said that. Sounds like it ought to be a Three Stooges line.
He used to say it all the time. The only way I remember it. He probably stole it from
who
somebody,
did?
Though.
Who?
Dan. Whitey.
Oh. He didn't cuss. His favorite one I always remember was Mother Chicken, because he didn't want to say something else, so which I always thought was hilarious. Mother Chicken. I didn't ever get it, but he was a good Catholic boy, so he wouldn't say nothing anyway.
Right. I'm sure he'd have went and got his ashes today if he was around still.
Yeah, he had to go to all that cataclysm and or whatever the heck that you guys used to have to go to. I used to ask him questions about it all the time, but he never would. I don't think he ever knew what he was doing down there anyway, but he wouldn't tell me nothing about what he was learning from it.
Yeah.
Whatever you call that when you go as a teenager.
Yeah, I had all that with the Lutherans. It's different, but kind of the same, basically. And you got to go through that, or you can't take communion. And then you get to eat the crackers and drink the wine.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. That's,
so you're not doing the communion? You don't do that before you go through this?
No, you got to go through confirmation. Confirmation is what it's called.
Oh, I didn't know that. So little kids don't do that, huh? Don't take...
I don't know what the Catholics, we did it, I was like junior high grades is the years that you do it. Now, maybe I was late starting, so I had to do mine my freshman year, it was like 2 years, every Saturday in the church, studying the
Bible. So then you get to drink wine.
Yeah, it was
drink
great.
The wine after that, huh?
Yeah.
I did that.
But before that, I stole a bottle of Mogan David out of my Uncle Charlie's basement one time and drank it first.
Well, Boone's Farm is what? Strawberry
deal. Like wine.
No, that was nasty.
I can drink a little bit of it, but not much. You know, I can't drink much of anything. I can only drink a little bit of anything, and I don't even know if I can do that anymore. It's been so long.
that was what was funny about that Prohibition documentary, that Ken Burns Prohibition. They were showing how communion wine, the sales of communion wine went up like 10,000% after Prohibition for some strange reason. The churches were buying a lot more of that communion wine. Also, they had this stuff called cereal beer, where you could, even Budweiser sold it, that didn't have an alcohol content, but it tasted, I guess it was like near beer or whatever, so people could get the taste of it. But
really?
Yeah.
Cereal beer.
And they could sell the grains and stuff and the yeast to make beer. That ticked up in popularity during Prohibition. You could buy like the grains and the yeast and everything to make it with instructions, but it wasn't real alcohol. But that was sort of illegal. But if they did it as like a food source or something, then they could get away with it or whatever. Well, I see where we're thinking about making raising the taxes on this cigarette smoking here in our state a whole lot.
Good. Right. That's what we need. More taxes on sins. Actually, we're going to have to start having more sins to tax pretty soon, or we're going to run out of stuff.
That sounds like the thing for me, is why don't they make, I think they ought to bring back like the brothels and gambling dens and these speakeasies and stuff. That sounds like a better idea, just have more sins. Then they can get more taxes.
I think you might be onto something.
Anything's better than tobacco. That's got to be the god-awfulest, nastiest shit.
It's pretty nasty.
A brothel. Legal brothels. We only got one state with that. That seems kind of silly.
Right. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Because, you know, I think that's kind of a leftover from women's suffrage, kind of like, I think it ought to be women's rights and really anybody's right. I mean, how can they tell you what you can do with your body?
Oldest profession. Well, see, it's not a two-way street, see, because the women can make money off of it, but men will never make money off of it because we just give it away too easy because we're just sluts. So there's no way. You see where I'm coming from? I mean,
yeah.
I think that's part of the reason there is what. I think that's part of the reason.
They have a tendency to be a little more selective than the men, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Partners.
Yeah. 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 Even, you know,
for the most part.
Even the knot hole in a tree isn't safe around a man. I mean, Well, that's like in porn movies. Apparently, the women charge quite a bit of money per minute to be in a porn movie. But, if they even have porn movies like now, I have no idea. But back in the old days, the men didn't make like about 100,000 as much as the women in the porn movies because there were so many men wanting to do it for free that they didn't even have to pay them.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably wouldn't have to pay me much.
Do they even still have porn movies, or is that shit all free on the internet, or how's it work?
You
have any idea?
Like, I'm gonna know.
I don't know. You keep up on all that high tech stuff nowadays.
High tech porn? What the fuck kind of porn?
Well, I don't know. Hell, there's stuff that comes up on there, even when I'm looking. I'm trying to find just anything, it pops up, wants me to look at it or buy Viagra or do something. There's always something weird on there.
It's the internet. It's the whole wide world of sports out there.
Yeah, they have that virtual gambling or whatever they call that, the gambling, fantasy gambling. How come they don't just have fantasy everything?
That fantasy
maybe
football,
they do.
I used to play that game one time. It's kind of
did
fun.
Did you? But
yeah,
you didn't bet on it back then, right?
No, I don't bet. I'm not really a gambler.
But now that's big, right? That's how they get around these gambling laws now.
Right, right.
See, I don't know nothing about none of this stuff.
Supposedly,
did them, your big...
those fantasy gambling games, like most of the big money's won by about two or three guys that got algorithms and programs they've made over the years, and they just get all the money. Everybody else is just donating pretty much.
Nobody gets paid off, gets paid out, huh? How did you do on your big Super Bowl bets?
I don't know. I guess I didn't win. I've got in a couple of spread board pots. You know what those are? Where you buy a square and get a number.
Yeah.
I did some of them down at the bar. I guess I didn't win. Nobody didn't call and say, come get your money, Chuck, or anything. So.
That's kind of fantasy, too.
Yeah, maybe I better call them and check out. Y'all got any money for me?
But it was all in virtual money. It wasn't real money, IRS. So he wasn't really gambling. So don't get the wrong idea.
All I did was write my name on a square. I don't know what it was for.
You're a square, all right.
Square pegging
well,
around
what's the
hole.
What's the next big sporting event coming up? Let's see. Is it some kind of NASCAR crap? Or what comes up
Daytona
next?
Daytona 500 is coming up like any time. Next week,
it
probably.
Is? Yeah, I think you're right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of towards about February 22nd or the third Sunday or something. Yeah, I don't keep up on that stuff. But
yeah,
I just remember that because of...
I think next week maybe is bike week down in Daytona. They have a big bike week thing. I talked to my buddy Liz down there, you know, the NASCAR guy.
Let's go.
Hell no. You paying? I'll go if you're buying.
It was spring break. When does spring break start for all these down in the beaches?
Now. It's actually now. It's a little later.
I want to go to that. I want to go down with a bunch of teenage girls drunk. Let's go do that.
But yeah, that's a good way for you to get in trouble, I think. Probably.
Well, we can act like we're nasty grandpa down there hunting for our granddaughter or something. Don't you have something you're going to play for we get out of here?
Probably, I guess. Let me try this thing here.
It's the Herd Mentality.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot back at that baby cold dust in case she comes back to the archive.
The Herd Mentality.